Amen. Let the church say amen. Amen. Let's give God a hand clap of praise, for surely God is good. Amen. Let me pray. Let us pray. Our Father God in heaven, Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, I ask that you would anoint me with the wisdom from on high. Father, I ask that you would anoint your word. I ask that you would remove me that they might see you. That I may edify your name and glory in your praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. To the church, well, first of all, to the pastor, Marquise, let me apologize. That was a request that I had made, and actually, my daughter liked it until she found out I spanked my granddaughter. I told Reverend McAllister, I say, look, don't invite me to no more surprise birthday parties. I got so many surprises that I had to give some out. Amen. And to be honest, I had to Reverend Smith and his wife and my brother had to squash a little incident. As a matter of fact, she liked the video until she found that out. And her pastor got a call as well. And I say that because when I first started preaching, I was taught that to be a preacher, that you got to have iron ribs and a steel backbone. I also found out that in growing up that you don't have to win every fight. All you got to do is put up a good show. They won't come back. Amen. Also found out that nothing beats an understanding. And they had to call me before it was over. My granddaughter as well, and apologize. They started out like lions, but they ended up like lambs. Amen. I remember growing up in her shell, my grandmother. We would get out of hand, and she would say, boy, I'll jack your left leg off and beat you with the bloody end. My grandmother had seven of us. I just had two, me and my cousins. And she was in her 70s and 80s, and she would body slam you in a minute. We called her Mama Dottie, and she would dot your eye. I said that to say this. I want to tell you a little story. And the name of this story is Whose Job Is It? Now, this is a story about four people. One named Everybody, one named Somebody, Anybody, and Nobody. That was an important job to be done, and everybody was sure somebody would do it. Anybody could have done it, but nobody did it. Somebody got angry about that because it was everybody's job. Everybody thought anybody could do it, but nobody realized that everybody wouldn't do it. It ended up that everybody blamed somebody when nobody did what anybody could have done. From the book of Ruth, 16th, first chapter. Verse 15 and 16. I thought we had extinguished that fire this week, but a little flicker popped up. And it reads as follows. Now, 16 and 17, I'm sorry. And Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave thee, or to turn away from following after thee. For where thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. When thou diest, will I die. Where thou diest, will I die. And there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and if anything but death part me and thee." You may be seated. I'd like to preach to you today from the subject, "Until death do us part." Until death do us part. I find that family should stay together. I realize that whatever you go through, you should be thankful that God has allowed you to see another day. I don't care what you go through. The fact of the matter is that it's good that God has allowed you to witness and see another day. This book of Ruth contains not one, but three great love stories. The central love story is one of a romantic love which rises between Ruth and her mother-in-law, Naomi. Amen. But a third and greater love may also be implied, that of Christ's agape love and redemptive grace. A romantic love which develops between a Jewish man, Boaz, and a Gentile woman, the Moabite, Ruth. There's also a greater story, and the parallels are unmistakable. A Jew named Boaz, the kinsman redeemer, reflects Christ, the saving redeemer of all men, and the Gentile Ruth, to save herself, reflects the lost sinners of the world, unable to save themselves. The story of Ruth will help us to understand, number one, that living outside of God's will only brings misfortune, while faithful devotion results in godly reward. It helps us to understand the basis of a real love. It gives us the determination to live in obedience to God, and helps us to demonstrate His love. It teaches us to remain loyal It teaches us to remain loyal in friendships, relationships, even when things are not going well. The story of Ruth the Moabite is a tale of love. It is a tale of devotion. It is a tale of redemption. It is fitting that this little book is situated between Judges and 1 Samuel. The book of Judges chronicles the Israelites' failure to live according to God's holy standard. We as living beings oftentimes fall short of living up to the standards which God holds us accountable by. Amen. To live according to God's holy standards, the book ends with immorality, civil war, murder, and kidnapping. The complete rebellion of the children of Israel is summed up in this final verse. And in those days was there no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in their own eyes. I heard the pastor speak Thursday and Friday. Good thing I went. He said he was going to pick the bone. And I told him this morning, I said, Pastor, you didn't leave nothing but gristle and chicken feet. So I'm going to have to nibble on that. And he also talked about this new normal. If you know your children are bad, don't act like they don't do it at home. Ain't no 10-year-old child of mine. As a matter of fact, you too. I'm not your child and I'm not your student. And don't tell me what to say or when to say it or where to say it. She told me that she's going to come up to this church and act a fool. I said, come on. There'll be a waiting committee for you. I told her, you don't even have to make hotel accommodations. There'll be three hots in a cot waiting on you. There are times when, you know, they get into these little Twitter wars, and that can go on all day. But sometimes you got, and you can be 300 miles away. I call it talking yang yang. But if you got something to say to somebody, be man enough to say it in their face. Amen. Say the complete rebellion of the children of Israel is summed up in the final verse. In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone was doing what was right in his own eyes. However, God always has a remnant that remains faithful to God. Ruth is a virtuous woman who lives above the immorality and rebellion of her time. She is a woman of excellence who demonstrates loyalty and love during a time of rebellion and selfishness. Till death do us part. This story of Ruth is not only factual, but it's also a parable in the sense that it has a heavenly meaning or meanings. From one perspective, the story of Ruth is about gleaning souls to Christ. From another perspective, the story of Ruth is one seed among many seeds in the Bible. From another perspective, the field of Boaz is the Bible. Another perspective, the whole story of Ruth, amen, is a microcosm of the Bible. There's also another perspective, the story of Ruth depicts the process of our individual, personal, eternal salvation from beginning to end. Spiritual provision without the bread of life, you die. Spiritual vision made by God for the salvation, the saving of lives of Hebrews and non-Hebrews. The stranger such as Ruth, the Moabite, a Gentile, heathen, infidel, pagan, stranger, unbeliever. We can compare certain similarities in the woman of Canaan from Matthew. To Ruth, which uses about a woman and her daughter. Behold, a woman of Canaan, a Gentile like Ruth, a heathen, infidel, pagan. And obviously, her daughter is sick. And she comes up to him saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed." Amen. He answered, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, the son of David." He answered, "Not a word." And his disciples came and sought him, saying, "Send her away, for she crieth after you." But he answered and said, "I am not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, the Hebrews." Then she came and worshiped him, saying, "Lord, help me." But he answered and said, "It is not meet, it is not good, it is not worthy." Amen. To take children's bread and cast it to the dogs. He was calling her a dog. Amen. And she said, "Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table, a type of gleaning." How her faith was great, and her daughter was made whole that very hour. I said that to say this. The bread of life, eating the crumbs that fall from the master's table, is the fulfillment of gleaning the seed bread from Boaz's field. It is interesting to note that in the Old Testament, there's a table belonging to Boaz. The seed is uncrushed, but in the New Testament, at the master's table, the seed is crushed. Both are readily edible. And Boaz said to her, "At mealtime, come thou hither to the tent in the field, and eat of the bread, and dip thy morsel in the vinegar." And she sat down beside the reapers at the table. And she reached her parched corn, and she did eat. "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Amen. She ate, she did eat, and suffice, she left, and Ruth went and came and gleaned in the field. Ruth had to pick up to herself the word of God before she could be saved after the reapers, after those Hebrew, amen, of the Old Testament, who already sitting, picking up the seed of God's word. Ruth is a Gentile. Amen. Old symbol of the New Testament in many ways, and he has to turn the light on a part of the field. She happened to come to that part of the field belonging to Boaz, a type of Jesus Christ, full of grace and mercy, who was the kindred of Elimelech. My God is king until death do us part. This is one of the greatest testaments of love in the Bible. Parts of it are well known in the world today and are often used in weddings. Amen. These drive-through weddings now. Marry them one day, if they breast stink the next day, I don't want it. Amen. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following thee, for wherever thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. The people shall be my people. And my God, their God, shall be my God. This short book of Ruth, only four chapters in length, is sometimes referred to as the wedding book. This Moabitess occupies an important place in Jewish history. She became an ancestor of King David. She became an ancestor of Christ Jesus. Weddings always have been a lovely folk event. And they are varied there are people in the world. There are many wonderful legends and traditions. Amen. Which I would be happy to share with you. However, one thing remains true. All weddings have a certain flair, and all are lovely to behold, even if they last 5 months. The Almighty has no fallible human bridegroom, when he entered his marriage covenant, promising you and me undying love and commitment. He was not wavering in love or oblivious to all the troubles ahead, nor too weak to follow through on an eternal commitment. God is saying, never will I leave you. Never will I accept you, forsake you. Entreat me not to leave thee. God is saying, for the sake of this his great name, the Lord will not reject his people. Because the Lord was pleased to make us his own. Entreat me not to leave you, not to leave thee. God is saying, all that the Father gives me, amen, will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. And this is the will of him that sent me. Amen. That I shall lose none of all that has given me, but raise them up at the last day. I give them eternal life. They shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. For as truth, as a matter of fact, while one of the partners in the covenant remains imperfect, the relationship cannot be perfect because one of the partners is divine. The relationships soar as far beyond the human marriage. Amen. The imperfect partner can break vows. But no matter what the imperfect one does, the perfect one will never leave, defile himself by breaking his vows. The imperfect partner can walk away from the union. The perfect one cannot. The perfect one would not degenerate into a tyrant and enslave his partner, amen, preventing the imperfect one from leaving. But the perfect one will remain rock solid in his commitment. The faithful one will forever remain like the father in Jesus' parable, eager to welcome the prodigal son home. He always runs to embrace the returning one who has squandered his money and breaking his heart by leaving. Beside himself with happiness, not seeing his loved one return, he lavishes the unfaithful one with gifts, joyfully restoring that person to the full status that he or she had before. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, I will die, and thee will I be buried. The Lord, do so to me, and more also, if I write, but death part thee and me, till death do us part. There comes a time when the decision to become a disciple is final, and the treaty to return to the world stops. No man can serve two masters. Trying to love two ain't easy to do. You'll love one and hate the other. Amen. Ruth has chosen to remain close to the family of God and to serve the God of the Jews with all her heart, mind, and soul. Her walk, a manner of life, will reflect the same as the people of God. She will dwell and remain close to them. Ruth takes an oath that she will remain close and faithful to the people of God until death, and she states that she realizes that punishment will be substantial if she ever departs from this earth. The Lord, do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part me and thee. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste to help me. When I'm old and gray, O God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and the power of everyone that is to come. Be not far from me, O Lord, my strength. Haste thee to help me. The Lord our God will be with us. And as he was with his fathers, let him not leave us. Let him not forsake us. Thy God shall be my God. Thy farewell to all of the gods of the Moabites, which are vanity and a lie. I will adore the God of Israel, the only true and living God. I will trust him alone, and I will trust him in all things. I will serve him in everything, be ruled by him. I'll die in the same bed, the same place, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part me and thee. Death parts those whom nothing else will part. A dying hour is a parting hour. It is resolved that nothing else should part them. It is resolved that nothing shall separate them from the love of God. Neither death, nor tribulation, nor distress, or perfection, or famine, or nakedness, or peril of sword. It is God that justifies. It is Christ that died, that is risen again, who is even now on the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following thee. From whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Amen. And the God and thy God, where thou diest, I will die. And there I will be buried. If aught but death part me and thee, till death do us part. To him that is able to keep you from falling and present you before his glorious presence without fall and great joy, to the only God, our Savior, of glory, majesty, power, and authority, through Jesus Christ, one Lord, before all, amen, ages, now and forevermore, entreat me not to leave thee until death do us part. Amen. Amen. The doors of the church are now open. Anyone wishing to unite by Christian experience, by letter, or a candidate for baptism, we ask that you would come. Amen.